From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. The president's senior advisor goes before the Senate Intel Committee. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, denying Monday that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Kushner was speaking at the White House in a brief statement after answering questions in a closed-door meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee investigators, the first of two congressional interviews for Kushner this week. Kushner said he had no improper contacts with Russians.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
Kushner did not take any questions from reporters, but he did offer a bit of a supportive offensive in his remarks with regard to the president and those who voted for him.
Donald Trump had a better message and ran a smarter campaign, and that is why he won. Suggesting otherwise ridicules those who voted for him.
Kushner is set to face members of the House Intelligence Committee Tuesday in another closed-door session. Massachusetts' highest court ruled Monday it's against the law for local police officers to hold people based exclusively on their immigration status in order to give federal officials enough time to detain them. The state's Supreme Judicial Court concluded that, quote, nothing in the statutes or common law of Massachusetts authorizes court officers to make a civil arrest in these circumstances. People who come to the country illegally or legally and overstay their visas, they are here unlawfully, but they've committed no crime.